Zen Master Tozan talks about going to the place of no hot and no cold as a means of breaking out of our comfort zone. And now here I'm in speaking from a place where I'm in kind of an extreme heat here in Haiti. I've been here for about a little over a week now, and still adjusting to the temperature compared to central Iowa's heat. And one of the things that we deal with is working with no air conditioning in this heat and no electricity in this heat. So it's a really good form of practice where we put our bodies in places where we feel discomfort. So it's a good lesson in learning and seeing the discomfort. That discomfort itself, if we can bring our bodies into places where we sweat, where we feel heat, or where we're frigid, this itself is a manifestation of practice. And if we can do that on the physical level, we can also do it in the mental level as well, with people and relationships. In other words, can we take the heat of whatever our relationships may bring us in the moment? Right now, I'm noticing it's now evening time, and we're at a restaurant. There's music playing in the background. We're at a kind of a hotel space, and there's a cool breeze moving through the air. And I'm noticing the great relief I feel. At this time, usually I've been at Kai Samson, the home of our friend and the person who's putting us up, named Samson. And inside, it's fairly stifling. There's not a lot of movement of air. So I'm noticing the relief that comes with that. But this relief is not necessarily good practice. Relief doesn't make for good practice. It's not to say we shouldn't long for it or we shouldn't have it, but we need to know where our practice lies, and to every so often remind ourselves to move to the places that are neither that where the hot kills us or where the cold kills us.